Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 29. Then Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Thomas had a problem. He was not with the other disciples on the first Easter. When they told him that the resurrected Jesus had appeared to them, he doubted their report. It was simply too good and amazing to be true. You weren't in the room with the disciples on the first Easter either. You did not witness the resurrection. In fact, you have never even seen Jesus. But don't let it overcome you. Instead, watch how Jesus dealt with doubt. The second time Jesus appeared to the disciples, Thomas saw him and believed. Then Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus answered Thomas's doubt by appearing to him. He answers your doubt by blessing you for believing in the Savior you have not seen. Christianity involves believing in Jesus, and believing is putting your trust in something you do not see. That is the Bible's definition of faith. The book of Hebrews says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." However, that does not mean that the Christian faith is a blind faith. You did not see the risen Christ in that locked room, but the Apostle John did. He is the eyewitness, and this passage from his gospel is his testimony. You don't need to see Jesus to know that he is real. You can trust that what he promised and what his disciples witnessed is true. He is your Savior, who rescued you from your sins and who rose from the dead to assure you of eternal life. Believe it and be blessed. Blessed Savior, thank you for blessing me, even though I have not seen you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.